So things clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste. The emergency room in one rural Oklahoma town is being overwhelmed by people overdosing on ivermectin, the horse deworming medication. It's gotten so bad that gunshot victims are having to wait to be treated.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours.
Sunday, September 12th, 2021. Thank you for joining me today. I can't even begin to tell you the frustration of everything that seems to happen every single time, as you guys are well aware of. Super Yuta seems to be not working yet again today. Something crazy went on with YouTube just now, and I'm not even sure how to explain it. It doesn't even matter. I'm going to skip right past it, but apologize for the wait to get started there. It's just incredible to watch what happens, the shifting of locations and URLs, and it's just out of control. But we're going to talk about ivermectin specifically today in one specific topic. Now, I had an idea today about possibly doing, that's what this show is today. It's probably going to be very, very short for those used to T-Lab. We're going to focus on ivermectin, the one topic, and I'm going to end the stream. I may end up doing another one that's just the long one after this. I had the plan to do each segment today, and a lot of things just went awry, as they tend to do. Not on my end, but you know, the manipulations and things we have to deal with, it's quite frustrating. But we're going to talk about this particular topic today because it really blew me away. And this was some great research done by Carrie in our Discord community, who found a lot of this stuff, who opened up the door for me. I had seen the pill discussion. I had been looking into it. But the more you dig, you find out what this really is, what's really going on in regard to what the pill that Pfizer has just made does, what it actually is and what it does compared to what ivermectin does, will blow your mind. Probably not, in fact, when you understand this. Now, we'll get into what I think this is. I saw somebody in the chat sort of jokingly saying, does that mean we should do the opposite now? Does that mean? And it's a good way to start thinking. Like, usually we don't want to go the direction. If it is doing that thing, maybe that's a bad thing. But the reality is, I think this is a very malicious and nefarious sort of planned manipulation, or at the very least, using this to go forward to achieve their goal after they've been caught with a lot of things, sort of the way we've seen them use the PCR test in a lot of other ways. And you'll see what I mean as I explain this. But so to get right into it, I'm just making sure I'm not missing something else that I had to fix or change because YouTube changed something last minute. But it looks like we're good to go. So we're going to start right off going off of what Reed was saying there, spreading the same nonsensical conspiracy theory that we, you know, the joke there that we're all fake news, and when we're pointing to this peer-reviewed research and factual things we can prove. But Reed can sit there and talk about something that has been long ago, not, you know, I don't even like to use the word debunked anymore because of how they've turned it into something ridiculous as everything else. But realize that this really legitimately has been shown to be false. Not 100%, not just because Zero Hedge says it, but because that's the case, right? Rolling Stone issues an update after their horse dewormer hit piece was debunked. And this is because the hospital they were using said it wasn't true. And it wasn't, they didn't even do a retraction. They did an update. And here's even Rolling Stone up. And oh, and by the way, don't forget that the picture they used wasn't for what they said it was. I believe they actually pointed that out in this article as well. The images was from the one image, the main image was from something else. Gunshot victims waiting in line. Oh, maybe they didn't include it. Anyway, you can check out my previous show, which I included here where I discussed this. I think it was Posobiec that made this point, and he's correct that the image, when you actually search for it, was from something completely different. It had nothing to do with ivermectin. It was a different discussion from COVID from before. And they just lied, the whole thing. And then Rolling Stone, as I said, admitted it. One hospital is denying this, really the hospital, the one that they used. This is a very obvious story. It is obviously wrong, 100% over. There's no questioning that they lied about this and didn't care to really even do their due diligence. That's how this works. So to start off with a ridiculous narrative of only horse paste is so ridiculous and verifiably false. So to get into this and find out that now that Pfizer is producing a pill that, by the way, shouldn't need to be made if the vaccine is safe and effective and benefits outweigh the risk and everything works perfectly, right? We shouldn't need that, right? But we don't talk about those things. The point is now the pill is here because this pill is supposed to help early stuff. Weird. It's like we don't have anything else to help the, you know, prophylactic early stuff or Yes, that's the one. I make sure I didn't say anaphylactic again. And here we are where they're producing something that's doing the same thing. Now, when I say the same thing, I mean the same thing. Now, there are differences between these two things. But to get right into this, I want to make sure that this is also the way that they are willfully ignoring what's been going on with this drug long before. Now, you know, I've been resistant on talking about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or remdesivir. And I say jokingly every time, I hate that I even know those names. I don't agree with promoting any of these big pharma drugs. But the point is that from the very beginning, these things have been used for a long time. In fact, ivermectin is FDA approved. Did you know that? A lot of people know that because they care to look at the facts, but FDA approval has been given to this. Not that that should mean anything to you at this point, seeing what they're already doing, but within their narrative, which is how we always operate, that's supposed to mean something. Okay, so if this one's approved and the other one over there hasn't been up until they just approved a certain part of it, why have they been refusing this one and making you take something that's been emergency authorized, right? It doesn't make sense, right? Well, their argument would be because this isn't for that. That's not how that works. But here's the big difference with with the discussion today. They're pretending this doesn't even apply to humans, except a couple of articles that give a really small discussion to it at the bottom. Yes, it does use for humans, but the reality of the conversation on the Twitter sphere and everywhere else is completely about horse paste. And if you're taking ivermectin, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist who believes in horse paste. That's what this has been reduced down to. Meanwhile, Australia's regulator bans ivermectin use as COVID-19 treatment. Well, that doesn't seem like horse paste. Australia's medicine and therapeutics regulator has introduced new restrictions on the prescribing of ivermectin for COVID on off-label use. Right. You know, like we use aspirin for all sorts of things that aren't on its label, but that's okay. Right. The problem here is that they're prescribing it. So are we really pretending within the mainstream Western media that Australia has been prescribing horse paste? Well, obviously not, because this is clearly not what's happening. This is an efficacious drug. It's got FDA approval. It's been used all over the world for a really long time for exactly things just like this. Well, I mean, let's be specific, not exactly things like COVID-19, but things in this wheelhouse of dealing with antiviral situations where they apply to helping disease, lessening disease severity. That's exactly what this is used in. And I'll show you in a minute, or actually next, in fact, by our government right now in regard to Afghan refugees. But the point is to pretend this is only horse paste and your maniacs using horse paste while the other government right over there that works with the US government is currently prescribing it, or rather now they've banned that prescription, shows you how willfully dishonest this whole conversation is. Whether they rationalize it by saying, well, we're lying for their safety, so we tricked them into doing the right thing, it doesn't really matter. Lying for your truth is not something I just made up for no reason. That's what is happening today to some degree. But here's the CDC yet again. And I did the whole show. This is on this show, if you want to check it out in full, where yet again, you can see that they right now, suggest that people from Middle Eastern, Asian, North African, Latin American, or Caribbean refugees, I should say, from those places, should receive presumptive therapy with a few things, one of them being ivermectin. Same thing from people from African refugees, ivermectin. Now, are we pretending they're giving them horse paste? Well, apparently Reid thinks that. A lot of the mainstream thinks that. People like Rachel Maddow think that. It's ridiculous. Now, just because you have people on the right side of the false two-party paradigm saying this thing does not mean that they're on your side, guys. We need to look past the two-party illusion and realize that they're all playing this game. And there are wedge issues like this that they choose to take a side on. But at the end of the day, what's actually happening? Are they stopping the lockdowns? I mean, it seems like some of them pretend to be. But ultimately, it's all leading in the same direction. And 20 years from now, it'll be flip-flopped. And all the left will be this. It's look through history. They are not on your side. These people are politicians playing their game. But right now, this is one discussion to have. And yes, some people in the two-party illusion are saying something I would agree with. Doesn't mean they're fighting for you. But as they give this to people coming over for their safety, they pretend that it's dangerous for you. Now, how does that make sense when they're in the same position? And this is exactly what this is about. This is specifically, argument for specifically Africa would be from parasites, things like this. But as we get into this discussion, you will begin to see that there's far more going on here and you're being lied to about any number of things. Now, this is something somebody included that I plan to look further into, but I wanted to make this point out that people are arguing right now that there are hospitals continuing to use this only for people who are vaccinated in spite of it being banned. Now, I'm curious to find out if that's happening. Wouldn't surprise me, but I wanted to include it for people to research and find out. But I have not confirmed whether that is the case. There's a lot of misinformation flying around, both from mainstream and independent media. But let's get into the meat of this. Here is Pfizer's phase one study. Now, I have included a link to the study, or the article rather, that Carrie shared with me that had a lot of this in that. I'm not going to be talking about the article today because I just aggressively disagree with a lot of the statements and words and arguments and framing that they use. It's very subjective and very political and very two-party paradigm, but I will include the link because that's where I saw it first, because that's what we do. But nonetheless, let's get into the data. Pfizer initiates phase one study of novel oral antiviral therapeutic agent against SARS-CoV-2. This is March 23rd, 2021. Now, I have already talked about in some degree, to some degree about the pill, and I actually have another discussion planned maybe today about the same topic. But it turns out, when you actually dive into this, that it has a lot of very similar things in regard to something else. Now, let's read quickly through this part of it. And it says that the studies conducted to date show that this candidate, this oral antiviral, which again, antiviral, like just simply taking it right out of the gate as they realize. What are the other things? They're antivirals. Remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, that's what we're talking about. So it's interesting that those things are totally not the right, not even the right drug, you crazy maniac conspiracy theorist, as we then make one that is an antiviral. So if those are not even the right drug, which is some of the discussion, then why is this one even in the conversation? But let's keep going. The candidate PF-07321332 is a potent protease inhibitor. Important. Potent antiviral activity against SARS-CoV-2. So antiviral is important. Investigational protease inhibitor. Investigational. So showing you yet again that they're talking about you, but which, by the way, is synonymous with experimental, which is right on the FDA website. Investigational is the interchangeable with experimental, according to the way they use these words on their own websites and according to the FDA's breakdown of definitions of these words. Just so that's clear. So this is an investigational inhibitor. Meanwhile, we have another thing over here, which we'll talk about next, that's an FDA-approved inhibitor. But we'll talk about that next. It says, and follows Pfizer's intravenously administered as an injection investigational protease inhibitor. So now we're talking about two things. So we're going to give you an injection. Let's pretend like that's not going to be something that's concerning, like the other things we're forcing on people. But that is supposed to be another protease inhibitor. But we're going to follow that by the pill will be given that's a protease inhibitor. And then we're going to follow that by an injection, which is the same kind of a thing. Meanwhile, here's something over here that's FDA approved that doesn't say, okay, so this is interesting that we're having two new things added on top of something that's supposed to be treated and done and over with this miracle injection, right? That we're now doing booster shots and fourth and fifth and different variants and all this different stuff. But wow, it's safe and effective and it works perfectly no matter what. Okay, so then why do we need two different things on top of that? How about the fact that natural immunity in this discussion, according to their own narrative, is robust and lasting, and you get T-cell and memory B and antibodies to 23 different variants according to all the people they tell you to listen to. Meanwhile, here's where we are in the vaccine side of this conversation. Isn't that interesting? But it says, oh, and don't forget that the CDC themselves tell you that way over half this country has already had that. And the combination of the information from the WHO and Nature and the NIH tell you that 99% of people get that and it lasts probably the rest of your life. But let's just forget about that whole conversation. It says the oral antiviral candidate or clinical candidate, the same one I listed off, the PF-07, a SARS-CoV-2 3CL protease inhibitor, as well as potential use to address future coronavirus threats. Right. So clearly they like this for other things. Not just focus specifically on this, but because it's in their protease inhibitor, their antiviral conversation seems to apply to just broad coronavirus threats going forward. So it's weird that this other thing is totally not part of the conversation. Now, protease inhibitors bind to a viral enzyme called a protease. I'm probably slightly mispronouncing protease, preventing the virus from replicating in the cell. Now, this is important that when we get into the next study, protease inhibitors have been effective at treating other viral pathogens, such as HIV, hepatitis C virus, both alone and in combination with other antivirals. Okay, so we got a pretty interesting picture of what this pill is supposed to do. Totally groundbreaking new technology changing the world, right? Okay, here's a study from March, before that came out, March 2021. And you'll find something quite interesting in the abstract entitled Exploring the Binding Efficacy of Ivermectin Against the Key Proteins of SARS-CoV-2 Pathogenesis. Now, make sure we don't lose the thread on what we're talking about here in the binding protease inhibitor and the idea of the antiviral and in regard to the spike protein specifically. But as we go forward, recognize on top of all of that, that these studies have been around. This study's been out since March. The other ones we're going to show you have been even longer. And all of them seem to find, what do you know? This thing works great against COVID-19. This thing seems to stop every right in its tracks. And a good thing we don't need the vaccine. Oh, and there becomes the problem, right? Well, now you don't need the next part of this. So if this is effective at stopping the getting worse, well, guess what? The emergency authorization goes away for parts that they still apply it to. All these different things change, and it wouldn't have worked in the beginning if this was there, and even though it was. And you see the story. We've talked about all this before. Here's what it says in the abstract, in the results. Ivermectin was found as a blocker of viral replicase, protease, and human TMPRSS2, which is also relevant, which could be the biophysical basis behind its antiviral efficacy. Okay, so exactly the reason why in this study they think could be the reason that it actually has efficacy in regard to COVID-19 is because of its ability to block viral protease in one regard as well as other things. Their conclusion? Our study enlightens the candidature of ivermectin as an effective drug for treating COVID-19. So why would that not be discussed? Is this fake news? Are all these doctors and scientists down here working on this? Are all anti-science maniacs? Right? Why would this not get discussed? And why is it an absolute complete stand? Like, there is no way we're using this and no one can use it. Australia, we're literally banning it for this purpose while scientific studies are finding the exact opposite. There's no real answer for that. All they scream is horse paste, a conspiracy theory. Put it down. Wait, well, there's one. Here's the next one. A combination of ivermectin and doxycycline, which is the part, this is what a lot of people have been arguing, is one of the ways that, you know, as well as I think zinc is something people mention in regard to the treatment, possibly blocks the viral entry and modulate the innate immune response in COVID-19 patients. Now, by the way, these are great studies with a lot more information. I'm just fine-tuning it to what we're talking about today, all worth reading. Ivermectin also exhibited significant binding affinity with different SARS-CoV-2 structural and non-structural proteins, which have diverse functions in the virus life cycle. Now, right, we have to remember the binding part of this is a really important discussion, because it appears to me that the reason that this works is because this stops the spike protein from binding to your from binding in ways that will hurt your body. And that is quite interesting, because it seems the spike protein, which is being created by the injection in your body, which is, by the way, blows my mind that we're openly discussing. When I first brought up the idea that the spike protein was dangerous, people said, you're so crazy. And now we're openly discussing that this is a problem. We're, in fact, making things that directly target the spike protein. Meanwhile, we're still giving you an injection that it creates that spike protein, because that totally makes sense. I mean, nobody even talks about how ridiculous that is. And the reality that this thing is absolutely continuing to circulate in your blood, continuing to create more, because as we pointed out, the BNT, I forget the actual, the Pfizer biotech injection is listed on multiple studies as self-amplifying, which means it continues to produce the spike protein. So how do you explain these things? Because I've shown it to you directly on their studies. Regardless, it creates a situation where you have a lot of these things able to create the problem. This is all backed up by peer-reviewed scientific research that I've shown you myself. So now we're looking at this possibility, based on what these studies say, that ivermectin works in regard to stopping this from being a problem, not the vaccine part of it, but by the way, it would also work in that regard, seeing as how we're dealing with the same problem, at least in regard to the spike protein, because there's also mRNA and lipid nanoparticles, different, the whole animal over there that's causing all sorts of different problems. But the ivermectin part of it in regard to dealing with what they're telling us is SARS-CoV-2, right? Their narrative, the idea is this can stop that from hurting you. It'll stop, according to the research. I'm not saying I can prove this. This is what the scientific studies are saying. That's what to them equals proof. So that should matter. And they're telling you that this will be able to stop this from binding. Let's keep going. It says significant binding of ivermectin with RDRP indicate its role in the inhibition of the viral replication and ultimately impeding the multiplication of the virus. That's gigantic. Ivermectin also possesses significant binding affinity with NSP3, NSP10, NSP15, and NSP16, which helps virus in escaping from host immune system. In every possible way, this seems to be exactly what it needs to stop this thing. Molecular dynamics simulation study shows that binding of the ivermectin with M-Pro-Spike and SP3, NSP16, and H2, which you all should be familiar with, was quite stable. Thus, our docking and simulation studies reveal that combination of ivermectin and doxycycline might be executing the effect by inhibition of viral entry and enhanced viral load clearance by targeting various viral functional proteins. Now, yes, this talks about the combination of doxycycline, but it's finding the exact same purpose as the previous study, and as well as what we're talking about here in regard to how this actually works. Now, continuing forward, this one gets even more specific. This is June 15, 2021. The mechanisms of action of ivermectin against SARS-CoV-2, an evidence-based clinical review article. Now, there's two parts I want to read in here. First, just this clear one that says ivermectin inhibits and disrupts binding of SARS-CoV-2 proteins at ACE2 receptors, like the very thing that creates the problem, right? So this thing can be put in your body, and it will stop those things from binding, which then lead to your illness. Okay, so this is an important understanding of how this actually works. And this is a different study finding the same thing. Could they both be wrong? Of course they could. But why is all of the mainstream media and your entire government keeping this from your view when it's something that could stop before we ever need an injection? Well, I think you know the answer to that. Going forward, it says, an in silico data analysis conducted by Clout Hurry et al. Demonstrated that ivermectin efficiently utilizes viral spike protein, main protease, replicase, and human TMPRSS2 receptors as the most possible targets for executing its antiviral efficacy by disrupting binding, right? It's exactly what we're talking about on the main Pfizer study. Since ivermectin exploits protein targets from both the virus and human, this could be behind its excellent in vitro efficacy against SARS-CoV-2. So you understand what they're saying right there. Not quibbling about whether there's efficacy. They're trying to figure out how you explain that efficacy. Right? So this could be behind this excellent efficacy that we're seeing that none of the media wants to tell you about. That's ridiculous. I mean, I just can't wrap my mind around how they think that people can get, how you can get away with this in a world. The only way you can get away with this is there in a situation where it's completely top-down controlled, where the media knows what their job is, whether they know that's what they're supposed to, like, whether they understand that, or they're just being fed the lie that makes them think they're doing the right thing. Their job is clear. Is to keep you not in the know. This is so obvious. It's right in front of you. But if you go out and try to search for ivermectin studies, this, you won't find these things in regard to the context you're looking for them in, right? The problem is you search for something about, what's a good example? Something that relates to viruses in general that's not even to do with COVID-19. And of course, you get flooded with a bunch of COVID-19 context because they're going, uh-oh, he may be trying to search around this and find things that Google is telling you what to look at. That couldn't be more clear today. I believe that was the only thing I was showing in this one. Going to the next one. This is ivermectin, one of the other ones from that article, updated February 11th. And it says, proposed mechanisms of action and rationale for use in patients with COVID-19. This is from the NIH. It says, ivermectin acts by inhibiting the host important alpha beta 1 nuclear transport proteins, which are part of a key intracellular transport process that viruses hijack to enhance infection by suppressing the host's antiviral response. In addition, ivermectin docking may interfere with the attachment of the severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2 spike protein to the human cell membrane. Now, this seems all very, very clear. And don't forget the multiple discussions about protease and how we're talking about the blocker of this. That's what this is focusing on. Now, I wanted to show, in general, I thought I had it up, but the discussion of protease, and what, oh, this is simple enough right here. So, an enzyme that catalyzes proteolysis, if I'm probably, I think that's probably reasonably phonically spelled out. Yeah, proteolysis, probably wrong. Anyway, the breakdown of proteins, that's the point I wanted to show, into smaller polypeptides. Or single amino acids. Now, what are we talking about everywhere else? We're talking about the blocking of binding of those proteins to your body. Okay, so if this is just another way at the same problem, which is what we're talking about from this perspective, specifically a potent protease inhibitor, it seems to be achieving the same end. Regardless, you can see in all of these studies about ivermectin that this achieves that same end also, on top of the other things we're talking about. In every single one of them, we're talking about the same concept. So are we really staring at the reality that the Pfizer, along with clearly our government's approval, are creating something that meets the same objective as something that they're screaming at you right now is completely dangerous and false and horse-paced? I mean, clearly, it seems like that's what's happening. The question you have to ask yourself is, are they doing this knowingly? And I think that's an easy thing to answer if you've been paying attention. Now, what somebody says here, before I get into my thoughts on this, is NIH aware? The NIH is aware of ivermectin before the emergency authorization, kept it hidden so the FDA could issue its emergency use authorization. That's an opinion, and I agree with that. Now, ivermectin is also on the WHO list of essential medicines, and I'm going to show you this next from an archive because they've deleted it. Because that's what you do, right? You delete the things that you're trying to tell people aren't true. Now, ivermectin, as they point out, was taken regularly in Africa to fight parasitic infections. This is the other part of it. So how is it only horse paste and crazy conspiracy theorists if we're literally giving it to people who come in this country for those problems and people who are in other countries? Now, here's the other part of this. As he points out, why has COVID-19 not spread in Africa? Which, to a large degree, it has not. And that's something that you're also not hearing about. Sort of how Sweden, having a dramatically low, almost non-existent problem right now, is completely not part of the conversation, because that doesn't matter, right? Well, here is an article from January 2021. January. Another one that adds to the point about how this is efficacious in this exact regard. And this is what they're asking. Is this a prophylactic against COVID-19? Well, guess what they find? Lower incidence associated with prophylactic administration of ivermectin. It says here, we show that countries with routine mass drug administration of prophylactic chemotherapy, including ivermectin, have a significantly lower incidence of COVID-19. Correlation is not causation, but it matters, and no one wants to talk about these things. Prophylactic use of ivermectin against parasitic infections is most common in Africa. Well, what do you know? And we hence show that the reported correlation is highly significant, both when compared among African nations, right? So that's, I mean, comparing the nations in Africa alone, then as well as a worldwide context. That's a huge point. We surmise that this may be connected to ivermectin's ability to inhibit, what do you know, SARS-CoV-2 replication, which likely leads to lower infection rates. Shocking. Well, maybe that's exactly why Pfizer decided to do the same thing. But you know what's interesting is that this is not going to be given in that regard. And maybe that's why WHO decided to remove the page where they talked about that. Well, isn't it weird how we keep catching the WHO removing things like that page I keep showing you about how in 2011 they called out the CDC for making pandemics a fear, and now weirdly that page is the same thing that says, oops, updating, except nothing else is updating but that one page, and it seems to be updating indefinitely. Well, here's the same point. Maintenance break. What does that even mean? Maintenance break? Go to literally any other page and it works just fine. But apparently this one page is on a maintenance break forever. These people are dishonest. I don't know why we can't see that for some of us. But here's what the page used to say before they decided to remove the reality of using ivermectin for obviously community-directed treatment, and now it's fake news and doesn't exist. It's horse paste. Here's what they were saying before it became horse paste. Community-directed treatment with ivermectin is at the heart of their work to eliminate the specific problem they were dealing with in this regard. I'm not going to try to pronounce this one. That's it right there, as you can see. Then it says, for those in the podcast, they're trying to eliminate a different disease or issue there in this specific area. It says in the rural populations of the sub-Saharan Africa. Well, there you go. You get a general area. The community directed treatment strategy is proving to be one of Africa's most successful in reducing disease at low cost. Uh-oh, they said disease. So now what are we talking about? Right? All it comes down to is a prophylactic, as we've been talking about forever. Same with vitamin D, same with anything that improves your immune system or fights off different, anything that creates a situation where your body is better tuned to fight off any number of things. But to pretend like that's not a pleasant apply because it creates vaccine hesitancy or whatever they try to say is literally hurting people or possibly killing people. Because if all that happens is, like I told you with somebody close in my life, who were told they were sick, by the way, after they got the injection, right, which is very important. Then they go, oh, go home then. Here's Tylenol. Oh, great. So you tell them they've got the biggest pandemic in a century, which is what you keep saying. And then you say, go home. We'll talk to you when you get sick. That's not a joke. We're talking about this everywhere. There's all sorts of documentation about how these people are being turned. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm about to dive into the non-vaccinated part of that, but he is being told to go home when they're telling him he's sick with something they're claiming is a dangerous pandemic problem to have disease. And they don't say, here, take this, take that, take any number of 1,000 things we could prescribe to maybe help you fight this off, help you improve your immune system, as we've always done with the flu or any other respiratory virus, but not this one, though. Just wait till you get really sick and then come in, and then we'll scream about how the hospitals are overrun. Unreal. So to finish this off today, which ended up being 35 minutes, that's not bad at all for those that are used to the show. Here's what I think is happening. I think what we're staring at here is the reality that they're actually, let me bring this back up real quick, because this is the part that I want to reiterate. As it says here, and follows the intravenously administered investigational protease inhibitor. So the point is, this is meant to be given in a way that I clearly argue follows, or rather that will be followed by, the injection. Because in my opinion, everything centers around this injection. So the idea is that this is not going to be something that they just choose to skip over. That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, remember, Pfizer and Moderna have in their contracts that even if something changes, they still have to buy these injections. Very clearly. They've said this more than once. So there's an incentive there to use those at all costs. Okay, so I think how this is going to break down, and you can, this is my opinion, but I'm predicting that we're going to see this pushed out. This is going to be applied the same way ivermectin should be applied right now, and it's going to be used as an early treatment, which will then be followed by the injection. Right. And the point is, they'll then say, oh, well, the injection's working now. We see it increasing. It's getting better. On top of that, people who already got the injection will be given this to deal with whatever else they're dealing with, which is simply, as we can see, the spike protein continuing to bind. And this is what stops that from happening. And then it will get better. And then it will be the injection. And all you'll see is a by and large number of how the vaccinated numbers are good. And over here, this is the bad number. Now, whatever it ends up being or how they lie, who knows? But this seems like an obvious reality. That this is going to be something, or rather specifically something that clearly has an effect in regard to stopping this before it ever gets to a point to where you need some sort of experimental injection, and they can't let that be. So they've hijacked it, they've taken it, they've made it their own, and now they're going to shoehorn it in to the process they've already created. This is just so incredibly dishonest, it makes my teeth hurt. I can't stand to watch how clearly manipulative this is. So I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully this will get out more. Now, I'm going to possibly jump back on with another longer stream, maybe some short ones. We'll see what happens. But of course, and again, feel this out with me as I play with the longer. I mean, this is all going to be listed as the daily wrap up, even though it's more than one show and it's not all of the day and blah, blah, blah. But if I do this more often if I decide this is going to continue, I'll maybe do something separate. We'll see what happens. But in any case, thank you for being here. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.